Anita Gardner is rummaging through boxes of old tile samples. They're still attached to those threefold sample books you'd see at a design store. But she's imagining what else the kids at her community center might make with them.
You have to see it first sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't come, but comes later, and then you go, oh, goodness, we can do this and we can do that.
Gardner is at a special event called Zero Landfill. Furniture stores, architect, and design firms can drop off unwanted materials, and people like Gardner can take whatever they want for free.
This has been a godsend to us because we really don't have a lot of money to spend on arts and crafts.
Last year, she found a lot of unused fabric, so she taught the kids at her center how to sew quilts.
And a lot of children in our community have never even threaded a needle. Now they're learning to use sewing machines. They're learning to piece all types of fabrics together. They're learning patterns and designs. They have no idea they're actually learning math.
And in inner city neighborhoods where kids can go to bed cold in the winter, Gardner is especially pleased that she started a quilt making trend. It also warms the hearts of the folks who organize Zero Landfill. David Fox helps to run these events in Cleveland.
A lot of samples end up just being either discontinued, and then where does this all go? And it ends up being thrown out a lot of time, or they just have so much stuff, they just keep hoarding and hoarding and hoarding.
About 5 years ago, some people at architecture and design firms around Cleveland, as well as a carpet company, all started talking about what to do with their unwanted material. They were spending a lot of money to send it to the landfill, so they held a one-day drop-off for companies to recycle it. Fox says they soon realized their trash might be treasure to artists and art teachers.
It was a program that just started as a one-day thing, and firms were able to come and drop stuff off, but it has turned into a yearly process, and now it's even gone to other cities.
Fox says they've already saved more than 100 tons of material from going to the landfill. Arts and crafts teacher Anita Gardner says it's also provided innumerable lessons for kids and teenagers at her community center.
They see now that anything can be art. Anything can be a craft, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money to be beautiful.
Zero Landfill has been training architecture and design firms how to organize these events regularly. And new Zero Landfills are being held in Minneapolis, Louisville, and Boston this year. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.